540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Police have surrounded a white van believed to have the suspect inside in a mass shooting that took place in California. CBS's Steve Futterman reports.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna.
When the fire department did get into the business, they did pronounce 10 of the victims deceased.
Others were seriously wounded. The mass shooting took place as people jammed a dance studio ballroom. They were taking part in Lunar New Year's festivities.
There is a male suspect that fled the scene.
And authorities believe he may have tried to carry out a similar attack at another dance studio a few miles away. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Monterey Park, California.
More documents found at President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
They took away six more items marked classified. For now, a total of about 25 to 30 classified documents found at his former office here in Washington and then at his home in Delaware. And it raises questions about, you know, what was that material? What more could be found? Where else might they search?
The U.S. has reached the debt limit. On CNN, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin was asked about Republicans who are insisting on spending cuts before addressing the debt ceiling.
When they enacted tax cuts for the wealthiest people of America during the Trump administration, they added dramatically to the national debt, which we are now facing. Having done that, they need to face the responsibility of paying for it.
If they don't, severe economic consequences would follow. A memorial today for Lisa Marie Presley. Her mother, Priscilla, tearfully reading a eulogy from Lisa Marie's twin daughters.
Lisa Marie Presley was an icon, a role model, a superhero to many people all over the world. But Mama was my icon.
Lisa Marie Presley died of cardiac arrest. She was 54. Vice President Harris speaking in Tallahassee on this 50th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion, a decision the Supreme Court overturned this summer.
The right of every woman in every state in this country to make decisions about her own body is on the line. And I've said it before and I will say it again. How dare they?
Get ready to pay more at the post office. Here's CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Blame it on inflation. The cost of a first-class forever stamp is ticking up 3 cents. You'll now pay 63 cents instead of 60 cents. And more increases are ahead. The post office warns you can expect price adjustments twice a year in the future.
The uptick was approved in November. Prices are also going up for domestic and international postcards. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The federal infrastructure law has been in effect for a year now. Community leaders around Wisconsin are optimistic about badly needed repairs and improvements. Here's Mike Moen.
At the League of Wisconsin Municipalities, Zach Brewing says so far nearly $3 billion in projects have been announced with funding from the law. Most are transportation related, and Brewing says it's badly needed as many areas have backlogs for priorities like road and bridge repairs.
And so by having a real strong federal partnership in the area of infrastructure helps address some of the backlog.
The law will also provide states funding for clean water infrastructure and expansion of high-speed internet. The plan did have some Republican opposition, but has otherwise been hailed by political analysts as a bipartisan achievement. Despite the significance of the law, some of those analysts say it hasn't stayed on the public's radar, especially during the recent election. But supporters are still getting the word out. Megan Rowe is with Opportunity Wisconsin, which has spent the last year educating communities about the benefits of these projects.
Whether we're spending less on car repairs due to updated roads and bridges, having access to safe drinking water, or improved mass transit opportunities, this law is a once-in-a-generation investment in our state's infrastructure and competitiveness.
And as more projects are announced, Rowe says it means additional well-paid union jobs for distressed areas. She says the long-term benefits from various improvements should particularly help rural areas and underserved communities. An interactive online map from the White House shows the projects so far are spread fairly evenly across Wisconsin. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And you know, kind of man, you are just, man, you've been right on it. If you are just joining us, I'm talking about, you know, yesterday was Dr. King Day, and people celebrated the I Have a Dream speech. And I'm not questioning that. It was a great speech. And it was while Dr. King was a young man. You know, in his mid-20s, and so that's what people want to remember Dr. King for, is because the March on Washington and that speech. But Dr. King was much more than that, and if you ever get a chance to listen to some of his speeches, you will understand exactly who he was, and it's why I'm taking the time out. Because there's nothing that says that I have to follow protocol, you know, because yesterday was Dr. King's day, and we don't need to hear that today because his day was yesterday. Well, no, Dr. King's day should be every day, and what he stood for, we should try and strive to live up to those ideas. Hey, Tom. Yes, sir.
I just want to say that Connor is killing it on the music this morning.
Yeah, no question.
I mean, whoa. I'll tell you what, I want to get his playlist. Second, you know what? It's so interesting because we should be hearing this every single day. We should be hearing, you know, it's very, very similar to what FDR said. And the thing is, we should be listening to both FDR and Martin Luther King Jr. every day on a loop somewhere. Because I'll tell you what,
I mean, you hear him, right? I mean, you hear him.
And that's as
important 50 years ago. It's as important today that it be heard today, right? It's relevant.
And Earl, that's the reason they silence the voice and they kill them. Because right. You know what? I'm going to say it again, I guess I'm doing a class war. The billionaire class does not want people to speak out. And you know what? God bless Martin Luther King Jr. And I mean, he said it plainly than anything with his two America speech, with this speech. Thank you. Thank you so much for the gift of playing this, because like I said, we need to be hearing the speeches every day, I don't know why the Democratic Party doesn't start, copying what it is FDR and Martin Luther King Jr. said, because it is pertinent to today.
So Tom.
And it would get them out of their messaging.
So
problem.
Tom, let me get to the end of it. Thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, Connor, I love it. I love it. Thank you.
Connor, go ahead.
Is a domestic colony. Black people must develop programs that will aid in the transfer of power and wealth into the hands of residents of the ghetto so that they may in reality control their own destinies. This is the meaning of new politics. People of goodwill in the larger community must support the black man in this effort. The final phase of our national sickness is the disease of militarism. Nothing more clearly demonstrates our nation's abuse of military power than our tragic adventure in Vietnam. This war has played havoc with the destiny of the entire world. It has torn up the Geneva Agreement. It has seriously impaired the United Nations. It has exacerbated the hatred between continents and, worse still, between races. It has frustrated our development of home at home, telling our own underprivileged citizens that we place insatiable military demands above their most critical needs. It has greatly contributed to the forces of reaction in America and strengthened the military-industrial complex. And it has practically destroyed Vietnam and left thousands of American and Vietnamese youth maimed and mutilated, and expose the whole world to the risk of nuclear warfare. Above all, the war in Vietnam has revealed what Senator Fulbright calls our nation's arrogance of power. We are arrogant in professing to be concerned about the freedom of foreign nations while not setting our own house in order. Many of our senators and congressmen vote joyously to appropriate billions of dollars for the war in Vietnam. And many of these same senators and congressmen vote loudly against a fair housing bill to make it possible for a Negro veteran of Vietnam to purchase a decent home. We arm Negro soldiers to kill on foreign battlefields, but offer little protection for their relatives from beatings and killings in our own South. We are willing to make the Negro 100% of a citizen in warfare, but reduce him to 50% of a citizen on American soil. No war in our nation's history has ever been so violative of our conscience, our national interests, and so destructive of our moral standing before the world. No enemy has ever been able to cause such damage to us as we inflict upon ourselves. The inexorable decay of our urban centers has flared into terrifying domestic conflict as the pursuit of foreign war absorbs our wealth and energy. Squalor and poverty scar our cities as our military might destroys cities in a far-off land to support oligarchy to intervene in domestic conflict. The president who cherishes consensus for peace has intensified the war. In answer to a cry to stop the war, it has brought tauntingly to 1 minute's flying time from China to a moment before the midnight of world conflagration. We are offered a tax for war instead of a plan for peace. Men of reason should no longer debate the merits of war or means of financing war. They should end the war and restore sanity and humanity to American policy.
I mean, I don't think there's anybody, regardless of whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, who can say with good conscience that what you've heard thus far, as we got about 5 minutes left on this speech, that what Dr. King had to say was not relevant then as it is today. And that's what we should be asking of those in leadership in this country. Where is their leadership? Where do we hear people talking and certainly not with his eloquence, but at least addressing the issues that he talked about almost 60 years ago. And yet, in my lifespan, seeing that, listening to him, and having lived to this point, I ask, why? Why are we not having these conversations? Because these conversations are at the root of what is wrong with our nation. It was what was wrong with it almost 60 years ago, and here we are 60 years later repeating the same thing. Listen, we've got to go to a break. Democrat or Republican, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio. Sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 20 tonight under overcast skies. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 33. Lows dip down to about 25 tomorrow night. Cloudy skies expected. Temperatures a bit above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the low 30s. Chance of snow Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Show as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. I just got a call from a wonderful woman named Pat from Wauwatosa who said that and thanked me for playing this Dr. King speech. She said she was 73 years old. And listen, I don't care whether you're a Democrat, Republican, black or white. You hear this, nobody can debate it on whether or not it was truthful. And whether or not, and so since we know it was truthful and is even the truth today, as he talked about the money that we were spending on the military, which we're doing it now, $858 billion, we haven't learned anything. And willing to fight all over the world and not do what's right by the American people. Where is Dr. King? Where is the Dr. King today? Where is he at? Where is he at? I'm not expecting Dr. King, incarnate. I'm talking about where is there someone who has the courage to put us back on track. Connor, if you'll just play out the last bit of the speech, thank you.
And
which the 1967-68 elections are made a referendum on the war. The American people The American people must have an opportunity to vote into oblivion those who cannot detach themselves from militarism, and those who lead us. And so we are here because we believe, we hope, we pray that something new might emerge in the political life of this nation, which will produce a new man, new structures and institutions, and a new life for mankind. I am convinced that this new life will not emerge until our nation undergoes a radical revolution of values. When machines and computers, profit motives and property rights are considered more important than people, the giant triplets of racism, economic exploitation and militarism are incapable of being conquered. A civilization can flounder as readily in the face of moral bankruptcy as it can through financial bankruptcy. A true revolution of values will soon cause us to question the fairness and justice of many of our past and present policies. We are called to play the Good Samaritans on life's roadside, but that will only be an initial act. One day the whole Jericho Road must be transformed so that men and women will not be beaten and robbed as they make that journey through life. True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. It understands that an edifice which produces beggars needs restructuring.
We've got to go to a break, and when we come back, we'll finish up on the speech. Connor.
God knows where.
Thinks we're all a mother. Who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply call me sweet where I belong. Mother, mother.
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The National Retail Federation says buying was strong today on this Black Friday, and retailers are sensitive to consumers who are feeling the pinch from inflation. Kathleen Cullen is a senior director.
We're hearing from consumers that they are looking for sales and promotions. They are shopping at different brands than they would otherwise, and they're also considering discount stores.
At the Macy's flagship store in New York City, shoppers were back without pandemic restrictions. Our Rita Foley reports.
60% off fashion jewelry, 50% off select shoes, says Macy's. CEO Jeff Gannett says there's significantly more traffic on this Black Friday compared to the previous 2 years because shoppers feel more comfortable in crowds.
Police in Lumberton, North Carolina are searching for a gunman who fired a shot inside a Walmart store today. One person was injured. The Virginia Walmart manager, accused of killing six people before killing himself, bought the 9mm handgun Tuesday morning, just hours before the massacre. Authorities also say he left a list of grievances on his cell phone. Our Mike Hempen reports.
Andre Bing blamed others for mocking him. Bing also said he did not plan the shooting. Things just fell in place, like I was led by the Satan.
Authorities say it was a former student in Brazil who broke into two schools on the same street in Espírito Santo State, killing two teachers and a student today. Some people are traveling home from holiday gatherings. There is snow reported in eastern New Mexico and heavy rains in parts of Texas. COVID cases are back on the rise, and health officials say holiday gatherings could push those numbers above the daily average of 39,000. In World Cup soccer action, once again, the U.S. ends with a draw against England. This is AP News.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Left in the speech. Let's go to it and we'll talk afterwards. Go ahead, Connie.
I say to you that I choose to be a
among the maladjusted. As my good friend Bill Coffin said, there are those who have criticized me and many of you for taking a stand against the war in Vietnam and for seeking to say to the nation that the issues of civil rights cannot be separated from the issues of peace. I want to say to you tonight that I intend to keep these issues mixed because they are mixed. Somewhere we must see that justice is indivisible. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And I have fought now too long and too hard against segregated public accommodations to end up at this point in my life segregating my moral concern. So let us stand in this convention knowing that on some positions, cowardice asks the question, is it safe? Expediency asks the question, is it politic? Vanity asks the question, is it popular? But conscience asks the question, is it right? And on some positions, on some positions, it is necessary for the moral individual to take a stand that is neither safe, nor politic, nor popular, but he must do it because it is right. Tonight, we say to our government, we even say to our FBI, we will not be harassed. We will not make a butchery of our conscience. We will not be intimidated, and we will be heard.
In 1967, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, the three evils of the society. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. And here's what we need to understand. We need a Dr. King today. And since we don't have him, we do have his legacy. And so we need to be having these conversations. Anybody who's been around, who looks at our government in shambles and knows it, and we can't fix it. Maybe they all should be forced to listen to Dr. King's Three Evils of the Society. Maybe in order to be a congressman or a senator, you need to be mandated to listen to the Three Evils of the Society. Maybe in order to be a state representative, you need to be mandated to hear the three evils of the society. Maybe to be an alderperson, you need to be mandated to hear the three evils of the society. Maybe in order to be a school board member, you need to be mandated to listen to the three evils of the society. Maybe to be a judge, a Supreme Court justice, you need to be made to listen to the three evils of the society. And furthermore, maybe to become an educator, you need to be mandated to listen to the three evils of the society. Because then if you did, he wouldn't be listening to foolishness like critical race theory and wokeism, because that's foolishness. That's absolute foolishness. And it does nothing to advance this society. As a matter of fact, it takes it backwards. You don't have to feel, anybody who listened to that, that this was directed at you. Because what happened then, you didn't do that. If you're a white person, you didn't do that. But that doesn't mean it didn't happen. It happened. So this, I didn't play it for anybody to feel guilty. I played it because it needed to be said. And the fact that our nation is in trouble. If you don't understand the perils that this government is in, as they're a man who ran for office, got elected, lost, should have never gotten elected, lost the second time, and we all know who and what he is, a racist, and yet he's leading, a leading candidate on the Republican, for the Republican Party, something's wrong. You know, Donald Trump has turned on the Evangelical Party. The evangelical leaders, he's called disloyal, because they have said, we can't stick with him anymore. He's become an albatross. And yeah, we sold out our beliefs for him the first time around. But we now know who and what he is, even though they knew that before. And now they are willing to say we can't support him anymore. You know what the ex-president has done? He's ticked off, and now he's saying they're disloyal. Well, you know, who should they have been loyal to in the first place? The Christian beliefs, or this man? There's no question where we are at this point in this nation's history and in its future. And so, yes, if you wanna hear what is right, turn on Dr. King's Not Only the Three Evils of the Society, the letter from a Birmingham jail, and all the other wonderful, wonderful speeches that he made in that short period of time of his life. And then let's try to get the folk who run for office to understand it's not about them. Not about you, if you're an elected official. It's what you're going to do for somebody else, right? What can you do to make somebody else's life better? That's what this is all about. And if we start looking at it from that perspective, it doesn't matter what side of the road they're from. You know, doesn't matter. If you've got all the money and they have none, if you believe that because you have all these resources and somebody else has none, and therefore your life is more valuable than theirs, you headed down the wrong path. Because after it's all said and done, this life is no different whether you're the poorest person in the world, or whether or not You're the wealthiest person. Let's bring CJ up. CJ, go ahead, man.
Well, thank you, Earl, for playing that tape. You had to go down the political road.
Wait a minute. That's what it, you know, the whole, listen, CJ, the whole conversation was about the direction of the politics. So don't say I went down that road.
I agree.
That's what it was.
Yeah, about Vietnam, and yeah,
racism,
I would agree
bigotry,
with a lot
of it.
I agree that we should all hear his speech. I love his speech.
No, I'm not talking about hearing.
I love Ronald Reagan's speech. But you spoke of, you need a Martin Luther King today. There is one.
Who?
The only problem you have is he's on the wrong side of the aisle.
Who is that?
That is Senator Tim Scott. You ever heard of the Opportunity?
Hey, man.
You laugh.
Don't make
the Opportunity
me laugh.
Zone?
Hey, listen.
Who created those?
I know who.
Who created the Opportunity Zone?
Do you think,
girl?
I don't know who Tim Scott is, man? The fact that you would even fix your lips to try to compare Tim Scott.
Who created the Opportunity Zones, Earl?
CJ?
Who helped create the Opportunity Zones in the inner city? You can answer it.
Well, let me answer it. Opportunity Zones have done nothing to change the realities of what's going on with poor people in this country.
You are so wrong. So wrong. There are tons of YouTube videos of people that have helped dig themselves out
of poverty.
I'm going to suggest one thing to you. You're all about reparations.
Bring him down. I'm going to suggest one thing to you, CJ. I'm going to suggest that you leave the sanctity of Stoughton and the safeness of Stoughton and move into urban centers across this nation. And back up the trash you're talking with that. Because what you're talking about is trash. Opportunity zones have not changed the reality of what's happening in urban centers. Oh, I'm talking hate.
That's what you preach, Earl, is hate.
Okay. So, CJ, where have I preached hate? I'm giving you an opportunity to
because you couldn't leave it at what Dr. Martin Luther King says, Earl. The mere fact that he said programs should be developed for the inner city, and you demonize them. Go and research what the opportunity zones that President Trump and Tim Scott created, and go talk to the people that live in them.
CJ, let me say this to you.
Do a little research.
Hey, CJ,
sir.
I don't need to do any research. I live in a city that is one of the worst places
in the
United States.
They haven't created the opportunity zones there.
Well, listen,
Tim Scott.
I don't want to hear.
Education.
Tim Scott.
That's the key. Milwaukee's a failure on our young kids. And that's the fact.
Okay. I can't take him anymore.
And we've got a governor that helped perpetuate it.
I can't take him anymore because, number one, any man that is so ignorant that he brings up the name Tim Scott and tries to equate that with Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King is not even, it's a waste of my time to even have Tim Scott's name mentioned with Dr. Martin Luther King. And yet somebody as misinformed as CJ wants to somehow compare the two. There's no relevance whatsoever. I know who Tim Scott is. I knew who Tim Scott was before he became a senator. Okay? So don't run something down to somebody who's aware of what is going on in this country and in many parts of the world. Maybe get out of the safe spaces of Stoughton and get out into other parts of the country where there is a struggle for people to survive even in 2022, 2023. We've got to go to a break. 844 967-1020. 2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
You're just another part of me.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music with Pete from the Skin Tones.
Here, you have been warned. Not only Madison, the rest of Wisconsin and the U.S., Skin Tones, we're coming at you. We're going to be committing rock atrocities. We're fit. We're in shape. We are tight. We are muscular. We are attractive for our ages. And we are sexy as hell.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 20. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 32. Lows dip down to about 25. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. Temperatures a bit above average Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the low 30s. Chance of snow Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 25 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Chance his girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 17-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Church and kill everyone inside. You turn on the telly and every other story is telling you somebody died. My sister killed a baby because she couldn't afford to feed it. It was sending people to the moon. In September, my cousin tried reefer for the very first time. Now he's doing horse. It's June.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I just want to be clear. You know, we're at a turning point and inroads in this country. And there are people who want to make decisions that are going to continue to fracture whether or not people can come together. And so there people like CJ and others like him who for whatever reason, cannot deal with what is the truth, what is accurate, and want to twist and turn everything to try to bend it into his reality. And I'll say to you, CJ, your reality, and unfortunately, many on the right realities are not about doing things to try to bring this society back together. It's to continue to divide it based on your ignorance and your lack of knowledge on what is going on here. So you can listen all you want to Fox News, and you can listen all you want to Sean Hannity and I forgot the guy's name that rails and screams and yells constantly on Fox News. I know who they are. I've listened to them. And you echo their sentiments because you don't have the capacity to use your own mind to do your own thinking. Man. But don't call and tell me about me being evil and me being racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body. I actually am a person who has heeded what Dr. King said and lived my life in that manner. Judge a person based on not the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. And so I know your character. You expose it every day you're on the air. Nothing to do with the color of your skin, but the content of your character, who is unwilling to try to meet people and try to bring people together. That's what it's all about. Let's go to line two quickly. Just bring them on. We only got a minute. Who do we have up?
Ron.
Hey, Ron. What's going on?
Hi, Ron. It is Ron. You're thinking of Tucker Carlson, the Fox News guy.
No, I know about Tucker Carlson. There's
I think you were thinking of Bill O'Reilly.
No, not Bill O'Reilly. Okay. There's a lunatic that screams and yells. I think he's a Jewish guy. He's been around a long time. But it doesn't matter. What do you think, Ron, about?
Anyway, Tucker Carlson, somebody did a tally of how many times Tucker Carlson's show has featured segments about this white replacement theory that goes around in the right-wing circles that progressives and minorities are pushing to get more immigrants in the country so that whites will become a minority, and then they'll right. And I mean, so if you that's a racist theory, and if you want proof of that, you know, who are the racists in this country? They're the people that can't tolerate the idea of anybody else living in this country on any scale, you know? That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Hey, Ron, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Thank everybody who took the time out to listen. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Connor, for a spectacular morning and the music. I got to go. See you guys on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Bye.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.